Now, in the age of technology, people have the tools to create whatever they want and most importantly, share it with the world. Filmmakers, vloggers, authors, musicians, they can distribute their work on the internet and it is extremely easy to do that. Unfortunately, as easily as you can share media, it can be stolen or pirated without you even knowing it. Now, this is a problem, especially for people who need to share sensitive media to make a living. Enter Custos Media Technologies. They are a Stellenbosch-based tech company that has come up with an innovative way to distribute, manage, and protect sensitive media. Here to tell us more is co-founder and COO of Custos Media Technologies, Fred Lutz. Thanks so much for joining us this evening, Fred.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ronald.
Before we get into the technical stuff, let's start at the start. Tell us a bit more about Custos Media Technology and what exactly you guys do.
Sure. So we are a technology spin-out from Stellenbosch University, where we developed and patented a new technology that as you said, that helps content protection, helps content creators protect their content. So as I said, the company was spun out from Stellenbosch University from research there. We got funding from the Technology Innovation Agency, from Stellenbosch University, from a local angel investor, and then also from the Digital Currency Group, which is a Bitcoin investor based in New York. And Bitcoin is really the magic that drives this technology.
Hmm. I read somewhere that you guys use something called cryptocurrency, if I have it correct,
yes,
to protect,
yes,
and distribute media. What exactly is cryptocurrency, rather, and how does it work?
So very briefly, cryptocurrency, an example of that would be Bitcoin. That's the most famous one. And that is just it's a digital currency. So where you have the rand is South Africa's currency. You have the U.S. dollar, that's the U.S. currency. Bitcoin is not managed by anyone specifically. There's no company in charge of it. It's a decentralized currency, but it works like digital cash. So we use it by putting a little Bitcoin reward inside of each copy that's being sent out. So it's like putting a bit of cash inside of each copy. And then we tell everyone in the world, if you find this copy online, it shouldn't be there. You can take the money. And through the magic of this technology, we are notified that the media was stolen.
That is so cool. That is extremely interesting. So essentially, you guys are an anti-piracy distributor.
That's the first iteration, yeah. So it is a way, in piracy, anti-piracy specifically, it tells if I want to send someone a movie to review it, or someone to an Oscar judge to look at it, or an ebook for a Getty review, I tell the reviewer, if you leak this or if this lands on the internet, we will know it's you and we will follow up on that. So it disincentivizes them from sharing in the first place, because as you said in your introduction, it's very easy to pirate stuff. And once it gets pirated, the genie is out of the bottle. So this tries to stop that from happening in the first place.
How big of a issue is piracy, and especially piracy of sensitive media?
That's a very contentious issue, and when we started out, we did a lot of research, because everyone pirates. There's a lot of people saying it's actually not that damaging. I actually then did my master's in economics on what the actual damage was from piracy, and in particular early release piracy or sensitive content piracy. And we find that if a movie is leaked prior to it being in the cinemas, it costs the studio about 20% of their revenue. And that's a lot. That for a big studio like Fox or Universal, that means a drop in their share price. But for a smaller indie producer, one of the South African producers, that can mean you have to shut your doors or you can't pay your staff.
And on your site, you state that you service film and ebook customers.
Yes.
You mentioned obviously the sort of effects it has if we leak films before it hits the circuit. Is there any plans to expand this to music? Because this is also something that people pirate and download illegally a lot.
Yeah, we get that question a lot. The problem with music is that because of the the business model behind it, and the distribution model and the production model, something like streaming is actually way easier way to solve the issue of piracy, because piracy is always just a availability and a cost problem. But we are looking into adapting the technologies specifically for early release content. So if it's an artist creates a track and they don't want it to be available online before their big release date, that's important to them. They might want to have a big show of it. We are working with some companies to develop the technology and expand it into music. But also looking into the future, we're looking into things like protecting VR, so virtual reality content, because that's going to be a big market in the future. There's no real way to protect that yet, but it's very costly to produce, and it's very, very hard to protect.
Mm. You are tuned into Cape Talk with myself, Ronaldo Sharp. It's about 7 minutes to 12 o'clock. 021-446-0567. That's the line to phone into studio. I'm chatting to Fred Lutz. He's co-founder and COO of Custis Media Technologies. And they are a media technology company protecting your digital creative